Gentlemen, that completes our agenda.
Rodney made a second.
I think it was Ben.
Ben, I did, okay.
He's quicker.
I left here going out.
He has more practice on the draw.
Sorry. Mr. Lanky, do you have anything for the good of the order?
Just informational purposes, I did provide commissioners with a copy of the comprehensive plan update with the requested highlights showing the changes and the strike-through showing the deletions. Map's been corrected based on the information we discussed a month or so ago. I did strike a memo for a purpose of consideration. The plan update has been placed on the agenda as additional old business on June 18th of 2008. It's also been placed on the agenda for the June 26, 08 agenda if necessary.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Okay.
Or you can establish a special meeting. It's your option.
Okay.
So I just wanted to announce that for the record. I did also provide you, just for informational purposes, one sheet that shows the number of permits that we've issued in the county from January 1st, 08 through June 11th. If you've compared it to the annual report, you'll see that it's, again, substantially lower than it was even last year. Last year, we did, I think, a total of approximately 1,920 single-family dwellings, and this year, as of June 11th, we've done 620, which would only give us an average of less than about 1,300 problems. So it's basically dropped again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't leave you a copy of that. That's just for informational purposes.
All right, sir. We appreciate that.
On the additional business for the 18th with the comprehensive plan, we can you can discuss it, act on it, for or against, whatever. It's your option.
Okay.
Or you can just discuss it in brief and then schedule an old business item on the 26th, or if you decide you want to have a special meeting, I will have to have a 7-day notice, put it on the agenda. So if you want it to be some other date than on the 26th, I need to know.
Well, is there any reason anybody feel like we need to have a special meeting just for the land use plan, or?
Well, just so the commission knows, I won't be here on the 26th, so Rick Burrell's going to be covering that night.
Okay. Now, what I could, we already placed on the agenda for the 18th, because that's less than 7 days from today, so I had to have it on the agenda for that.
Okay.
The 26th was just, we did it just in case you didn't act on it, so we would have it available.
Yeah.
If Vince isn't going to be here, we could, the agenda for the 26th hadn't even been posted, so we could not even put it on 26th.
It looks like there's five public hearings on that night too, right?
I know, but we were doing, I just had it on as an expansion of the 18th, if necessary.
So that you had it done, so that it would be ready.
If not, we have to pick a night or a meeting date to do that.
And that's my question. Do we want to have a special meeting for the land use plan, or do we want to try to get it done on the 18th? Because we need to get it done before the end of June. That's the deal. We have to send it to council with a recommendation like now.
And the difficulty, well, not difficulty, but the commission, or not the commission, but the council, I believe, don't meet again until they take the week of the 4th off, and I think the week after. Because they're doing their budget hearing next week or week after next, one of the two. So you would have the early first week of July, possibly, if you needed to have a special.
Well, I won't be here from the 28th to the 6th, June 28th.
So we almost, to get all present, we almost need to do it on the 18th.
It's almost going to have to do it on the 18th or the 20th or 24th. You know, 4th
or sometime before the 26th.
Yeah, sometime.
Is everybody available anytime the week of the 26th?
Yeah, I can be available.
Vince, are you just out the 26th or that whole week?
No, I'm here, just not the 26th.
Okay.
Well, and wait a minute now. We're not going to have a commissioner on the 26th either.
No, so, I mean, I'm going. We got a meeting that night.
Yeah.
But I'll be here. I'm going to have to leave over.
Okay, so that we wouldn't really have much time to get your participation and discussion if necessary.
On the 26th.
On 26th.
But Vince won't be here.
But last time we discussed the comp plan, we basically discussed the map and spent 20 minutes, half hour on the text, and you asked to see copies of the highlights and the changes. I didn't hear anybody suggesting any large volume changes in the text.
I don't think we need to do anything special. Let's deal with it on the 18th as best we can. The 18th is administrative anyway, right?
Right.
So we should be able to, I was looking at the agenda today. I think we can get through that pretty quickly and leave a half hour, 45 minutes to talk about it and come to a decision. I mean, everyone's seen it. We've all got copies. Let's make sure we look at it between now and then. And we need to vote on it and get it done, get it out of here. So I would soon do that on.
Well, the reason we did that, or I did it, was because same thing you said. The council wanted it before the end of the month. We've already sent copies, or copies are being sent today to the Office of State Plan Coordination. With a response letter to show them what the changes are and how we responded to their comments. So.
Well, I think we can do it. Let's make the effort to get it done on the 18th and either send it forward with a yes or a no, but let's send it forward. So I would ask you, everyone, if they would take the time to read it, make any notes that you might want to have. If you have any questions, we'll discuss them then in an open meeting. And anybody who wants to come listen to us can listen, but it's not a public hearing. It's our time. So,
in addition, there is one possible map change that you can consider. There's an application that went through the PLUS process. It's got a recommendation, I believe, from the state economic development people, and I don't think the Office of State Plan Coordination objected to it.
No, in fact, I think they supported it.
They probably supported it. It was the.
Is it a level area 4?
Well, it's contiguous to a growth area.
It's contiguous to a growth area from the town of Milton.
Route.
Okay.
And it's next on a railroad track, and it's on a truck route.
Next to a
railroad.
Which is
Route 30. So it's
okay.
Made sense to at least consider it.
Okay. I have one other item. I'm sorry, you got something else?
I was just going to say, since Mr. Burton isn't here, worst case scenario or just something to consider, and we'll make every effort on this. If on the 18th, if Mr. Burton has something different to say or something comes up, is the 25th a viable date for a special meeting and then our regular meeting on the 26th? Does that give you the 7 days if we have our day meeting on the 18th and it becomes apparent we're not going
to have to have 7 days?
Seven, would that?
We'd have to be on Thursday to get the 7th day.
So, and that would be the 26th, wouldn't it? Okay. Clears that up.
Well, we'll just try to get her done. One other item I have. A member of county council had approached me about a situation regarding sidewalks. Apparently there is the observation's been made that we don't seem to have a rule or a policy, and that we are considering the subdivisions on a case by case basis, and there doesn't seem to be a consistent standard applied. The other thing is that the county regulations are changing such that all sidewalks have to be 5 feet wide.
That's a proposed recommendation from engineering. It's not adopted.
It's okay. Based on ADA standards.
Yeah. Is that to allow two wheelchairs to pass on a sidewalk? Is that the idea?
That's the essence of it. The alternate is if it's less than 5 feet, then every... I want to say 200 feet.
You have a turn.
They'd have to have essentially
a pullover.
Essentially a pullover.
An overlook. Okay. All right. Okay.
That's exactly correct.
And they apparently have had some concerns expressed to them about that. And what was suggested, and it's probably a good idea, is not that we not do sidewalks, but that we have some kind of consistent method of applying them, you know, either.
I think that'd be great.
It came up Tuesday in the council session when the council reviewed the engineering proposed standards.
Uh-huh.
And they questioned, the question came about as to when and why, basically, the commission started adding sidewalks. I said we've been doing it probably for a couple of years, originally probably in RPCs, but that it, and they asked about how they kept figuring when to do it. And I said, well, the difficulty is if it might be a cluster, it makes sense. If it's a three-quarter acre lot or acre lots or whatever, it might not. There's no number that says it's going to have a sidewalk, you know, sidewalks. And in some cases, it's on one side of the street, in some cases, on two sides of the street. And they weren't clear where we came about that. And I said, in some cases, suggested by the applicant, and it's agreed upon.
Right. And they were talking about that the concern seems to be from people who are doing three-quarter acre lot subdivisions where you have big lots. And you
that's true. That's where that's what was said.
Yeah, a lot of sidewalk.
I don't think they disagreed. That makes sense in a cluster or an RPC where it's mixed.
I'll tell you that I have always felt that there should be somewhere for pedestrians to walk. I don't care if it's a concrete path, let it be a mulch path or something, but have a place so that people do not have to walk in the road. You know, that's my only concern. Like I said, make it out of mulch or whatever. I don't really care. Just
well, also
give
told
people a place to walk.
Deltown's requiring multimodal paths in front of almost everything today, and then the commission creates a sidewalk to interconnect with a multimodal path so both can be utilized.
Right.
And they, I mean, they seem to understand that.
I think we're...
They were concerned, as you said, about lots of three-quarter acre or larger.
I know, but my thinking is that, okay, well, maybe on lots three-quarter acre or larger, it doesn't have to be concrete, but it needs to be something.
Well, you know, but then we get into what else do they require, and I've advised that they do school bus shelters in a lot of cases, and sometimes not. But again, there's a number there, and it probably should be just, approve it. You require a school bus shelter only if it's required by the school district. Because in some cases, they don't want them.
Yeah, and I think it's mostly a school bus stop.
Yeah, a school bus stop, but a lot of times it's considered to be a shelter. And what we had today on the subdivision Clear Lake, they actually showed what appeared to be a shelter. It was a box, a little square there, so I assumed it was a building.
Yeah.
Well, honestly, on that, how are you going to avoid putting one on each side? You're not going to have those kids, 8-9-year-old kids
well, then
walking
the school bus,
the street to get in the...
The school bus isn't going to go down that cul-de-sac and pick
no,
up at the cul-de-sac.
No.
The private streets are not going to go in there at all.
You don't want those kids crossing that street unless that school bus is there with the flashing lights, because it's just, that is a very bad thing waiting to happen.
What's going to end up happening, from personal experience, knowing the bus is going to go down one side of that street at 6:45, go all the way around,
yeah.
Come back down the other side of the street at 7:30, and everybody on the opposite side of the street is going to walk over so they get extra 45 minutes in the morning. So,
yep. Happens every time.
Right.
Yep.
Exactly what will happen.
Well, and if school buses don't go in...
We have no control over
that. Oh, I know, yeah.
School buses don't go in private subdivision streets.
No, they don't.
They have to be public.
So perhaps we should put that on the agenda for a future... one of our workshop meetings.
We should probably have a special meeting.
Along with the other 23 minimum ordinances we need with land use plan.
I can tell you, gentlemen, right now, that there will be, you can pretty much count on 3 or 4 meetings a month after the land use plan gets passed, because we're going to have a bunch of ordinances to deal with. So I don't see much let up in the workload. We had a nice break here, and we got a nice break this evening too. So
that surprised me. I thought with a petition for those 7, we're going to get a handful of people here.
Yep.
But we're only having 3 meetings this month, right?
We have the 2 public hearing nights and the site plan special.
Yeah. It's all we could squeeze in. All we could squeeze in this month.
Right.
So we're waiting on a land use plan.
That's right. We're waiting. And as it turns out, that's all we're going to try to do, because it's just too much. There's no good way to do it.
Well, I'm happy with that. I'm not asking for a fourth one, believe me.
Well, you're going to get them from here on out, probably. But
council's still interested in getting our backlog.
Council is still very interested in us meeting 4 times a month, and I can as early as late as recent as 2:00 this afternoon.
And I'll tell you the same thing I've told the council members.
There's 20.
If they hadn't expedited all those applications, the ones that applied 18 months ago would have already been heard.
I mentioned that.
And isn't it so that there's quite a few that they've not even acted on that we've acted on?
Oh, they've got about 20.
That's what I'm saying. So what's the...
Pending after...
You know, we're not holding it up.
Well, they've had the hearing, they just haven't acted on it.
You know, we're not holding it up.
Anything else for the good of the order, gentlemen? Being not...